Live from the mist-enshrouded mountaintop fortress that is X and Y Communications Headquarters, you're listening to the world-famous Mountaintop Podcast. And now, here's your host, Scott McKay.
A warm welcome to everyone out there. This is your boy, Scott McKay, coming at you from sunny San Antonio, Texas, with another episode of the Mountaintop Podcast. With me today is a friend of mine. We've known each other for years, and her appearance on this particular show is way overdue. None other than my good friend, Renee Piani from Los Angeles. How you doing, Renee?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm so glad that we finally connected for this. It has been a long time. We both have been in this love biz for a long time, and it's really awesome to be here.
Yeah, we're both a couple of the OGs, aren't we?
Yeah, that's pretty right. Much. We've been in the trenches before the internet was even on, you know, a word. And that's at least for me. I know you've been in this for a long time yourself to help people really get ready for love and to find extraordinary love. That's my goal. So I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, I've only been in this for 12 years. I'm a mere newbie at it compared to you. Isn't that right?
Well, you've been rocking it. I got to tell you, it's awesome.
Right on. All right. Well, today what we're going to talk about is something I know that's near and dear to your heart, and that's branding yourself and marketing yourself as someone who is, you know, trying to get some attention from some female human beings and out there in the dating world and maybe finding a girlfriend or five or maybe even a future wife. So this is the conversation we're going to have, and I think it's time to throw down. What do you say?
I got to say, I love throwing this information down because the women of the world want you guys to know. And believe me, with all the books that there are that women are reading, they're expecting you to have Prince training. And I have been a Prince trainer for a very long time and doing transformational marketing tools for men because they really, women are expecting you to know this stuff and they're hoping that you're really going to get tuned up for them. You know, they're looking for somebody special to share their life with.
So I'm thinking you probably better define Prince training because guys probably don't know what to think there. Are we talking about Prince like Purple Rain Prince or Prince Charming or which is it?
I think we're really looking, we're talking about Prince Charming here because all women have been trained since birth to find their prince. I mean, you look at all the fairy tales, all the romance movies, all the media, all the reality shows. It's all about, you know, people having their crap together, like let's get it all together, right? So women are dreaming of a man who has a plan, a man who is commanding. You know, he walks into a room and he's charismatic. And I know you work with a lot of men and, you know, when guys don't have people to guide them, sometimes they don't really know what women are looking for. And I know you've been giving them this wisdom for years. And it's really important for them to see that we're looking at men to take the lead and women are really expecting a lot. And I always tell the women, come on, lighten up on these guys. Many of them haven't had, quote, prince training. So it's up to us to be loving and lead them with our kindness rather than being ball busters, you know. And a lot of guys really feel upset that women are hard on them. So ladies, if you're listening, which they probably aren't,
right?
You know, lighten up on these guys. And guys, the smart men in the world, just like you spend money on marketing your business, buying computers, looking at sports equipment, you spend all this money on that. And, you know, thank God you're working with Scott because he's giving you the tools to really succeed in the game of love. And so am I. I mean, with the marketing, you know, like looking at how you are branding and marketing yourself. So that's how my whole business started back in 1992.
Well, I tell you what, women really are tough on men when it comes to expecting us to read their minds and know what to say. Nowadays, with all the political correctness going around, I've read blog posts where women are just making these scathing commentaries about how men don't know what to say and men should never say this. How dare you tell me I look beautiful tonight? Don't you know it's more than just beauty? And guys are like, wow. I mean, I thought I was saying the right thing. I thought I was doing the right things. And now some of these angry women are coming back at me and I've been doing everything wrong for all these years.
Well, you know, that's an interesting topic because I think that what happened was so many women were so afraid. Especially here in LA, I live in Hollywood where all this is going down. And it even happened to me. I mean, in my business, I meet a lot of producers and everybody's like, hey, you know, come visit me at my office, the old come on and I'll help you if you give me a little booty on the side. So I think what's happened is most people didn't speak up. And then once they had a chance to speak up, it all like blew out. Like people were holding it in because it's just like, you know, when men or women, it happens to men too, when somebody attacks you or rapes you, it's all hidden and secret, right? So once the pain point got exposed, it made everybody just, you know, explode with all the anger that they've all felt for so long.
Right.
And I do think that it's going to dissipate over time once people realize that they have to be a little bit more careful. But if you look at media and how it leads people with all the sex and titties and the women out there are here, especially in Los Angeles, the women here really do put it all out there. So if a woman is out there putting all her boobs and her rear end hanging out, she's got to be expected, you know, to have men come on to her. That's why she's doing it, to get noticed, right? So in LA, it's more prominent, and bigger cities, New York, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, you know, some Miami. My God, the women's skirts in Miami are so short, you might as well have their coochies hanging out. And, you know, women have to watch it too. It's up to both of us to watch the vibes. And I think a lot of men, when they don't have a lot of confidence, they kind of put out skeevy vibes, like really insecure vibes or nerdy vibes or weird, you know, scared of women vibes. And that's what marketing is. Like if you meet a woman, it's really about being genuine and honest. And if a woman does look lovely, there's a difference between a guy saying, oh my God, you look hot tonight. Or, you know, you look like a beautiful woman. Wow. You know, it's the energy behind the words. It's the tonality of a voice. It's the eye contact, or are you doing boob contact? A lot of men cannot stop themselves from gawking over women's breasts or staring and making the woman feel sexual vibes. So that's where they're putting men on notice if they are sending out kind of sexual perverted vibes.
So, okay, a lot of things are swirling around here in this conversation. Let's take them one at a time. First of all, we're talking about men and getting prince training. I think a lot of guys are shaking in their boots going, well, Renee, I can't live up to that. I'm never going to be Prince Charming. I mean, I'm this normal guy. So I want you to elaborate, first of all, on what you mean by prince training. Then I want to talk about in depth a lot more about how women market themselves, because I think that is very confusing to guys and they don't know what to do with it. But first things first, can I actually be Prince Charming by your definition? Can I be that for the kind of woman I want? Can that really happen? Is it attainable?
It's a confidence. I mean, after almost 25, 28 years, I mean, all women say, and all the panels that I've done and all the classes that I've hosted, that they really just want somebody that doesn't get intimidated. Some of the most beautiful women in the world say to me that they would like to have a guy that maybe isn't a stud, you know, that looks like the super jocks of the world. But that's what we were shown, just like men were shown sex kittens to be the type of women that we should be going after. And I don't know about you, Scott, but I've done hundreds and hundreds of rapid dating events, and I used to watch the men scan the room, and notoriously, they would always choose the hottest women in the room. So the women are upset because the women want men to see them for who they are, right? And then the men are upset because they feel like the women only want to choose these super strong alpha asshole males that get all the attention, the bad boys. A lot of the really great guys say that to me. So when men lose their confidence in themselves because they're comparing themselves to unattainable looks, like if they don't have that look, then they have to come from the core of their soul to know what makes them who they are. Like, is it their values? Is it their brains? Is it the way that they communicate? And sometimes, you know, the way that they dress reflects that they don't care about themselves. So that's why it's so important for you to look at all aspects of the way you're thinking about yourself, because women pick up on a guy that doesn't have confidence in himself. So that's where there's like a distinction between a man feeling like a prince, because it's an internal job. It's an internal job that it takes for a man to feel more confident about himself based on what he's comparing himself to, if that makes sense.
Yeah, right. So what we're dealing with here is a lot of guys who don't have confidence, and confidence has got to be prerequisite for branding oneself. And to the second point we were going to talk about in more detail here, you know, Renee, it seems to me, and probably to a lot of guys listening, that women are a hell of a lot better at branding themselves as attractive and dateable, et cetera. It, you know, at least the women we're attracted to seem to be a lot better at it than most of us are. Do you think that's true, or is it that we're just noticing the women who are better at this branding thing and it just sort of underscores the importance of it?
Well, you know, I grew up in the beauty industry, right? So my whole
God help you.
I was, you know, surrounded by women in the beauty industry. I was a makeup artist, hair designer. And when men would come in, you got to figure most guys are pretty isolated in the fact that they don't feel that confident, and they don't really have many people to talk to about it. So when I started teaching classes back in 1992, a friend of mine had a class called How to Pick Up Girls, and he asked me to come to do the image part of it. And I asked all the guys, I made them stand up and walk. Like, women, we band together. We talk all about beauty. We're reading Cosmo. We're reading magazines on the latest trends in beauty. Back when I was teaching this, there wasn't much information for men at all other than porno magazines. There was Playboy, and then, of course, Maxim, and all of those magazines throughout the years came in place to give men tips. And that's how my whole business started back then, because I had a room full of men raising their hands saying, I need you to help me look better. But it's women band together and talk about our insecurities. We have each other to confide in. But guys, even when I wrote Love Mechanics years ago, and that book still is current no matter when they read it, is because men are silent about their pain. They're silent about their insecurities. They're not going to go into their office at the bank and say, God, I got shot down by this blonde last night. I feel like a weenie today. They don't want to have other men know that they have to read a book. That's why these kind of programs that you're providing and I provide and other people, we are empowering them in the confidentiality of their own home so that no one has to know. Women, we are like all balls out. Like, let's get together. Let's help support each other. Let me take you out. Do you know how many thousands of people that I've taken out and given them their groove on? It's what I love to do. It's fun to design their style. And every guy has, you know, guys just go out anywhere and buy anything and they don't put things together. And finally now there's GQ and there's magazines that give them those tips, but sometimes they need somebody to help put them all together. The women have expectations that the men are supposed to know this stuff. But guys, nobody really teaches it to you unless you had a really cool sister or an ex-girlfriend that said, hello, you look like a nerd. You know, let's get you tuned up.
Well, I think you're onto something there. Women in particular have what I'm going to go ahead and term branding guides, like Cosmo and a whole network of girlfriends and going into the department store and talking to someone about makeup or their hair or whatever. It seems like women have a lot more guidance, at least in the style and beauty piece of this, in terms of how to brand themselves. I also personally believe that femininity hasn't been under the assault that masculinity has been under in this particular culture. So women still are very, very much in tune, at least relatively speaking, about how to be female, how to come off as feminine. Certainly some women struggle with it, but by and large, whatever that means, whatever that means, right? It means nothing. But for the most part, let's change it to that. What women who are attracted to men understand is how to be feminine and how to look the part and how to act the part. Every time I have guys come to me, every time, it has never failed, Renee, and they want me to help them meet women online, what I tell them to do is find me, you know, 8 or 12 women online who they would really like to meet, and then we'll craft first emails to them. I have never, ever, ever had them send me any profile of any woman who wasn't just openly feminine and knew how to flaunt it. And when I say flaunt it, I mean in a good, classy way for the most part. Flaunting their femininity, not necessarily their sexuality, because there's a huge difference between being feminine and being slutty, of course.
Right.
And women also fear that sluttiness, so they know how to fine-tune their brands accordingly. If they want to be slutty, hey, you know, more power to them. But women who want to find that Prince Charming who you're talking about have a real knack, as it were, for knowing how to be feminine without being slutty. And I think that's all branding. So coming back to the guys who are interested in what's in it for them here, you're right. A lot of guys have no style. Hardly any guys are cracking a copy of GQ. And even if they do, they can't afford all the crap that's in there. I mean, this is very much a New York-y, LA kind of look. And, it, you know, not every guy's going to look good dressed up like that. And like I said, nor can they really afford it, nor do they want to, because men just don't tend to spend that much money on fashion, okay? At least straight men.
They don't have to. They really don't have to. I mean, there was a man, this is a true story, there was a guy who contacted me. He was suicidal. He was overweight. He didn't feel handsome. And his parents were trying to force him to marry a girl. So he ran away. Anyway, the bottom line story is, he goes, I want to meet a woman. So we got on Skype, right? I looked at his home where he lived. He showed me all of his clothes, which were hideous. And literally online, I worked with him. And he went on a diet. I put him on a diet. He lost 50 pounds. And I got him dating clothes, right? I got him dating clothes. And we ordered them over the internet for him in his size. Now, that's not the norm for me. But it changed his life. I mean, he went from being this, he was wearing stripes going sideways. He looked very, very heavy and fluffy. I call it fluffy, guys, if you have a little belly. But there is an art to, you can dress for less, right? I have clients that are multimillionaires and I take them, you know, to Armani to buy suits. And then I take men to Ross Dress for Less that are on a budget. And sometimes I can make a guy look just as good, but it's all about the way, if he could have 5 to 10 pieces in his wardrobe and he could look like $1 million for less than $500.
Man, when you're going to Ross or TJ Maxx or Marshall's unsupervised, you're begging for trouble if you're a guy. I'm just going to throw that out there because I slightly disagree.
Let me put it this way, Scott. When I take somebody shopping, there was a guy that flew in from Colorado from another company that I work with as a consultant. And he's a very adorable guy, kind of a nerdy guy, you know, but handsome, really handsome. But his clothes showed nerd, right? So yeah. I told him, I said, just trust me. So this is what I do when somebody shops with me. I say, make sure you wear some boxer shorts because I'm coming in the dressing room with you. In 2 hours, I got this guy new jeans, new shoes, a black suit, everything matched. So he had literally a step-by-step dating wardrobe within 2 hours and everything was matching so that he never had to think about what to wear.
Oh, geez. You know, I can only imagine guys hiring you because you're coming into the dressing room with them.
Well, it's not about that. I'm not in there to look at the, I turn Good around, grief. But yeah. What I do is men hate to not only pick out clothes because they don't know how, or colors that match their skin or enhance their looks and their hair. And I look at their hair, I look at their skin. Because I started working in the beauty industry when I was in high school, okay, I used to see men come to the salon. When I started out, I would listen to all their problems. And then, of course, I would say, well, you're going to get a new haircut. Maybe we should get you some different color clothes. So when you're around somebody that can lead you without making you feel bad, I like to empower men, enhance all their best assets, and cover the ones that they're not sure how to. Like if a man has a belly, you know, a lot of guys come to me and they say, I'm not going to buy any clothes because I have a little bit of a belly. And then you look at the things that they wear. So I've had men come with their cars from Vegas, different cities, Arizona. They drive into LA with their best dating clothes and they bring like 15 things in the car, their best shoes, their best clothes. And then I mix and match with what they already have. But most of the time, they don't have many basic dating wardrobes to impress women. So it's been like a transformation for them and to empower them that when they put on this particular outfit, they're going to feel so good that when they go out, they're going to feel like a stud. You know, you have to feel good in what you wear. And even my own brother, you know, he got divorced. He was really down and out and he got really heavy. And I got him some clothes while he was losing weight so that he looked really great. And he is doing wonderful, you know, with women, but he has that charm. He doesn't have a lot of hair. He has a fluffy, you know, little bit of a belly, but the way that he felt changed the way that he communicated with them and they felt his confidence.
Well, I'm glad you said that because it is more than just how you look, obviously. Now, when I talk to guys about style, to me, there are two parts of this that we haven't touched yet. And in the interest of time, I want to go ahead and touch upon those. First of all is finding a style that matches up with your personality type and your interests. I mean, I should be able to look at a guy. If I'm a woman, I should be able to look at a man and figure out what kind of guy he is, what he's into, what his general personality type might be. And, you know, if you're a computer nerd, that's great as long as you're a stylish, presentable, attractive computer nerd. But some guys are outdoor guys. Some guys are sports guys. Some guys are musicians or poets or emo or whatever they are. And they're trying to attract women who are like them, who they'll get along with. They need to be able to broadcast that message about the kind of guy they are. Second of all, you're talking again about confidence, and that confidence is important to feeling good about branding yourself. And I think that's important to say also.
Well, you know, I mean, a lot of athletic guys, there was a very attractive man that I went to his house, and he had all of the same shirt in a different color. He was tall and thin. He could fit in anything, perfect size. You know, you could just throw on a pair of pants. He didn't have to have anything hemmed. But his clothes looked super dad-like. He looked like a grandpa, you know. He was in his 50s, wanted to meet women that could have children because he still was ready to have kids. But he wasn't attracting any women. And I said, it's because you look like a grandpa. I literally cut his hair in his bathroom. I then got him all new. Now he is a volleyball player by day and a business contractor. And he has to wear, you know, the khaki look during the day. And then at night, his jeans look like baggy butt jeans. Like men, they have jeans from when they were in high school, you know? And I'm like, you can't wear those jeans. So there's just basics that a man can put into his wardrobe that make him feel different. And once you do that, it changes the way you feel about yourself. And colors attract women, right? So men will not go out and buy certain colors because they think it might look gay. They're like, I'm not going to wear blue because I think gay men wear blue. And I'm like, that's not true. Women are attracted to certain colors, textures of fabric. It's really a science. It's the same thing with your bachelor pad, right? I go into men's houses. I went and visited a doctor. He had the shankiest bedding that was from college. His sheets were smelly. I mean, I said, you're never going to get laid in this bed. You're never even going to get a woman to want to even get in your bed.
That's what I love about you, Renee, is you talk like a guy sometimes. It's hilarious.
You got to understand, I'm 100% East Coast Italian. I grew up with brothers that were like, you know, titty watchers. I mean, they were, oh God, look at that butt. I said, you guys are so crass. You're never going to meet a classy woman when you talk like that. So all their friends used to come to the house. I used to dress them all, feed them, put them on diets. I've been doing this since I was young. It's just a gift that I have to talk to men because I was around, you know, like East Coast Italian. So men need somebody to be honest with them. I do not like to give men fluff. I'm not here to bullshit them. I said, if you want me to dress you, you need to listen. And when you go into that room, you go, ooh, I don't want to put that shirt on. I said, just put it on and I'm going to take a picture of you or let you see yourself in it. And if you don't want it, you can take it back. And even my own husband, okay, he's from the East and I moved to California. He dressed tassel shoes with golf shirts and pleated pants. He looked like an older man when I met him, and he was 42 and he's a stud. So I started slowly changing his wardrobe. And now he always says, I can't believe what you did to me, you know, but people always go, wow, you know, but men that I've dressed, a lot of them, like there was a guy I was with last week. He is a gorgeous guy. And I was so embarrassed because he went to a networking with me. I didn't see his clothes before he got in the car. And I said, one of the worst things that men can do is wear flood pants with bad shoes, right? Well, he gets out of my car and lo and behold, he had flood pants on with bad shoes, but a beautiful suit. But his suit was too short and he had like little bell flapping. You could see his socks and his shoes were horrible. And he owns his own company. And that is why women aren't into him, because he looks nerdy in his flood pants. And I had to tell him, because he said, will you tell me the truth? At the end of the night, what I thought of him. And I said, well, do you want me to tell you the truth or do you want me to lie? And he said, because, you know, I don't want to hurt your feelings. He goes, just give it to me straight. And I said, I'm sorry, Bob, but your flood pants just are probably making women wonder, don't you have enough money to get your pants let down? You know, I mean, you're wearing a gorgeous suit. Why are you wearing flood pants? I mean, that's silly, but that's what women look for.
Well, I tell you what. several things there. First of all, kudos to any guy who's over 50 years old and can still even fit into the pants he was wearing in high school. So I'm going to give that guy a free pass on your behalf. Now, second of all, and more importantly, you know, any dating coach who has been around for as long as you and I have, Renee, someone who's not fly by night, is absolutely positively going to be the one who tells people the truth, but does it with compassion and does it in a way that's relatable. Because the people who are just fluffing people up, you know, they're not getting anywhere. They're not doing anything that's going to be good and positive for anybody in this world. People hire you and I, Renee, because they want to hear what their friends are never going to tell them, but they want to hear it from someone who can relate and someone who's got their back and who has their best interests at heart. That's what you and I are both about. That's what we've always been about.
There is a gift to doing that. It isn't easy sometimes to tell people that they have green slime in their teeth, or that they need to, you know, look and moisturize their skin, because women are looking, when you shake a woman's hand or you meet somebody for the first time and you're sitting across from them and you have dirt under your nails, or you have nails that are bitten because you're biting your nails or your skin all around your hands, you're going to be touching that woman, or and your scaly, dry hands, she's thinking, he is not touching me, or your breath is bad. You know, it's simple stuff, but a lot of guys are not aware. You know, dental hygiene is very important. I mean, you know, breath, your smile, you know, the way you smile, if you have a confidence in your smile, all of this is really part of marketing and branding yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. And you make a huge point there that kind of punctuates this whole conversation. First of all, women look at your hands, and guys, they're saying, do I want those hands on me or not?
Absolutely.
Second of all, they're looking at your mouth going, do I want to kiss that mouth or not? And guys, you know, we look at women the same way. We look at those hands and think of those hands on us. And we look at those lips and that cute little pouty bow-shaped smile of theirs. And we want to either kiss it or not. And if they open their mouth up and they've got green teeth, you know, that ruins it. So oral hygiene, I guess you would call it manual hygiene. Manual hygiene matters, you know. And those things are what women are looking at. And I think having that figured out is a huge part of branding. In the interest of time, Renee, I want to go ahead and give these guys a chance to get to know you better, because you're cool as hell, as they figured out already.
I guess somebody that's going to give it to them straight. That's, you know, why I have been successful, is because I have a way of delivering a message in a very soft way that empowers them, but also gives it to them straight. You know,
exactly. 100%. So I want to send these guys to www.mountaintoppodcast.com/Renee, R-E-N-E-E. And there you will find out about her book, Love Mechanics, and also about something she has called Get Real About Love. And give us the elevator pitch on those, Renee.
Well, Love Mechanics is a step-by-step guide to help men tune up from the inside out to prepare them for love. And it helps you to maximize your power and confidence, your thoughts, words, and flirting techniques that eliminate rejection. The sign to identify the clear signs, if you know you have a green light with her or a red light with a woman, and your personal goals to achieve success with women. And then Get Real About Love is really looking at how we were imprinted from our childhood about love, and how you have a little boy inside of you and a man inside of you. So if both parts of you, you have one part of you that wants love or has given up, and then the other part really wants somebody, but you're not integrated. You have half of you that's going out there with confidence and half of you that is not. So women are asking you hundreds of questions to find out where you are in your love life. It's a real amazing evaluation to help you open your heart to love and to understand more about women. It talks about talking about sex. The books that I have really will help you to get real about why you're not manifesting what you really want, helping you to tune up your love life and what could be blocking you from finding the love of your life or the goals that you want with women.
Sounds like rock solid stuff, and some of the things that, you know, guys need to hear that aren't really getting talked about much. So I really appreciate that, Renee. And guys, you can go to www.mountaintoppodcast.com/Renee, R-E-N-E-E, and get to know what that's all about. Once again, Renee, thank you so much for a wonderful conversation. I think this has been a real eye-opener for a lot of guys.
It's such a fulfilling thing, and thank you for letting me share some of my tips with your audience. So I'd love to meet you, and Scott, thank you for sharing me with your audience.
It's been a pleasure as always, and one that was way overdue. And guys, if you're not on my newsletter, I know I say this every time, but some of you still aren't getting my newsletter. You got to go. You got to do it, guys. You got to go to www.mountaintoppodcast.com and see pictures of the lovely Renee Piani and other guests we've had, and get you some when it comes to the newsletter. Sign up and I will send you a free report on how to ace the first date and the second date. Plus, you'll get my daily advice on how to be a better man, be better with women, and to do it all safely in the comfort of your own home while still being your authentic self. Until I talk to you again real soon, this is Scott McKay from X and Y Communications. Be good out there.
Mountaintop Podcast is copyright 2016 by X and Y Communications. All rights reserved worldwide. Be sure to visit www.mountaintoppodcast.com for show notes. And while you're there, sign up for the X and Y Communications newsletter. This is Ed Roy Odom speaking for the Mountaintop Podcast.